something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits. Now, I want to tell you about a new pilot entrepreneurship course for people with disabilities. It is running at TU Dublin. And to tell us all about it is Niamh Malone, who has actually done this course herself. Hi, Niamh. How are you?
Great. Thanks very much.
Thanks for coming on the show. Just to give a bit of background, you worked as a clinical nurse specialist in stroke rehabilitation, and then you had a stroke yourself.
Yes. Ironic.
When did this happen?
It was in 2013. That's when it happened. So okay. A number of years ago now. So I'm well used to living with it now. At the beginning, it was a bit of a shock. Changed my life forevermore, as you can imagine. But I'm much better off now than I was then.
At the time when it happened, did you realise yourself what was happening?
I kind of had an idea that it must be some type of a stroke. It's not your usual normal type of stroke that you'd actually have. So my symptoms were kind of like I had an awful headache. And then I had this weird feeling in the back of my neck. But then when I went to use my phone, I couldn't work out how to use my phone to be able to ring somebody. I couldn't remember how to use it. So that was kind of frustrating, trying to remember phone numbers in my head, because we don't remember phone numbers anymore. So lucky enough, from that point of view, I kind of remembered somebody and basically was able to ring them to go and collect my daughter. And that was that. So I knew it was some type of stroke, but I wasn't sure what it was. So
okay. Yeah. So you got yourself off to hospital and they confirmed it?
They did, yeah. I actually went to my GP. That's where I ended up. I went to my GP and basically they confirmed that, I collapsed on the
floor.
By the time I made it, I drove the GP practice. I was a bit crazy. But anyway, I knew I had a window, because there's always a window with strokes, even though they tell you to go straight to the hospital, straight from the UBC. Mm-hmm. But I made it to there, and then I was transferred to an acute hospital where literally from there on it was just go, and the care was amazing. So.
And for you, for somebody who worked in this field, was it very scary for you? Because you know how bad things can get for some people.
Yes. I suppose it's kind of like an advantage really, in a way, because even though I knew what the effects would be afterwards, I could kind of work out a way to manage them because I'd worked in rehabilitation. So I was always a firm believer that I would self-manage my care back to where I needed to go to, even though I didn't really get back to where I was, rather than other people who really wouldn't have that insight. Do you know what I mean? So it kind of in a way to myself, I think it worked to my advantage.
Yeah. Well, you sound so well, Niamh. I don't know whether I was expecting your speech to be affected by this or not before I rang you, but you sound great.
I do have aphasia, which is a communication problem. And when I'm tired, I can't think of the right words and things like that.
Yeah.
But I'm better at speaking than writing. I'm not awful at writing either, but I'm better at speaking. That's
well, you're great. Got the pressure being on the radio as well, not a bother on you. So tell me about what brought you to do this course with TU Dublin.
I had tried to set up a business before and I found it very difficult. There was an awful lot of challenges in my way. I thought because I had the background as a nurse specialist and because I'd had the stroke that I had had a good view of from both sides of things.
Yeah, of course.
But basically,
when
I went to try and apply to get investment funding or try to get technologists, they just saw the disability. They didn't see me as somebody who could actually have this. You know, I was developing something in fatigue and they didn't seem to see, because I had both sides, I could see both sides of the situation. Mm-hmm. And all they saw was the disability, which was really frustrating. And all they could see was that I really wouldn't be able to manage because I was living with fatigue. And I literally trying to justify myself all the time was really frustrating. So I kind of parked that then. I suppose with COVID, with mental health problems, I'd always lived a social anxiety disorder myself. And after I had my stroke, there really isn't very much out in the community. There's very little support. So families are the ones who really kind of have to take over. And they're very much ill-equipped as to what to be actually doing or what not to be doing. Some people will really take over and others really will take over for a bit, but then take back to see this responsibility is going on longer than it was. Or they perceive the fact that you're actually, that this is something that they need to take control of. And you're going, no, if you listen to what I'm saying, I can tell you what I need. So this leads to confrontational situations, which end up people in the heat of the moment, family members in the heat of the moment, saying things that they shouldn't say. It's just kind of said out of frustration, but you just feel like the sort of stroke survivor or myself would feel like that it's my fault, or it reduces my self-worth, or I feel like a failure. Mm. Here's something that I can do something about, because I did manage to get myself out of these sort of reactive situations and I said maybe I can develop this into something.
Just to go back a tiny step there, Niamh, for just a second. Social anxiety disorder you mentioned there. What exactly is social anxiety disorder for someone who hasn't heard of it?
Social anxiety disorder is basically, it's where somebody repeatedly makes somebody feel negative about themselves and it triggers anxiety. So you begin to feel you lose your self-worth and your self-esteem. you feel like a failure. And then when you basically go to kind of approach other people, you kind of have fear of situations where you might be judged in, or that you might be embarrassed or humiliated by something. But you see, what happens is when you leave hospital, they say, if you're having a problem, you should approach somebody and say this. And then when you do it, this is what you get thrown back in your face. So where do you go from there? So it's something that I enable myself. I change my way of thinking from being a negative way of thinking to a positive way of thinking.
And this allowed you to develop your business idea. So what exactly is the business? Exactly. And tell me the name of it and everything about it.
It's called Alim Healing. It's just A-I-L-I-M
healing.com.
It enables stroke survivors, the only people with other neurological conditions. I'm starting with those first because it's my area of expertise.
Of course, experienced in it, yeah.
It enables them to recognise the behaviours of emotional negativity from a family member or a friend, and it enables them to self-manage that or to get out in their own time and in their own way. Because literally, as you can imagine, when you've got a situation when you're living with a stroke where you need people, you can't just turn around and say, I'm cutting you out of my life, because that's not, you know, you need them for other things. So you need to be able to tread water, as they say.
The course that you did in TU Dublin allowed you to pursue this, because
it
is entrepreneurship for people with disabilities. There's a 12-week course starting on the 21st of September. I take it you'd highly recommend it.
Oh God, it's been brilliant. A lot of visual, which I would understand better. And it gave me the confidence to go and talk to competitors, which I would never have done in my life before. Mm-hmm. Then the other thing was pitching. At the end, you pitched kind of a Dragon's Den type of group.
Yeah. I'd say that's quite daunting, is it?
It is very daunting, yeah. I could do it in my own way, you see, because like me, for a 1-minute pitch, it's very difficult, or a 5-minute pitch, but I could do it the way that I needed to do it. I could even read out stuff if I wanted. I didn't care. Do you know what I mean? Whereas if you're in another situation like that, you have to have it all off the top of your head.
I know. You often see that in Dragon's Den. They say, how come you don't have your figures off by heart?
Yeah,
and you can see the person getting all flustered and panicky, and then the whole thing is ruined for them because they forgot a little detail.
Yeah, exactly. With this, I don't have to have that worry, because I could actually read that bit out. And I even just said, I'm going to read this out because I'm not going to remember it. And they said, yeah, no problem at all. And that was it.
And what is the name of the course there in TU Dublin, Eve?
It's called Self-Employment Course for People with Disabilities. That's what it's called. And the other thing, what I found myself, just to say, they help you kind of further along with your business idea if they feel that it's something that's sustainable.
Right, so you're not on your own.
I went to them and I said, I think some of my coping strategies are original, and I just was wondering how I go about doing this. They have a legal team there who actually did a background check into everything to do with what I was talking about, and came back and said, yes, your ideas are original, and we've now patented them, and we're actually going to give you a patent license so you can actually put them onto your platform for your education.
Isn't that amazing to have that and to know that what you're doing is, there's no one going to come back and say, hang on a second, Niamh, that was our idea and you've nicked it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, look, Niamh, it's been great catching up, and continued good health to you.
Thank you very much.
Sound great, and you're a real inspiration as well, because so many of us would never have the guts to actually set up our own business. I mean, even when we're in the full of our health, so having been through what you've been through as well to do this, you're a great woman. So well done, Niamh.
Thank you for having me on.
Not at all. Thanks so much for coming on. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.